We're here at the Pritzker DNA Lab, right outside of the elevator on the upper level. At the DNA Lab, Field Museum staff, students, and collaborators study the genetic diversity of life through the museum's natural collections.
Looking in on the lab, it's easy to imagine Carver and his students in his experiment station.
But with slightly more state-of-the-art equipment. In the back of Traveling Pacific, there's another lab, the Regenstein Laboratory, where cultural objects receive care from our conservators.
Outside the entrance to Evolving Planet is the Fossil Prep Lab, where real fossils, including dinosaurs, are prepared for study or display.
These labs are just three public-facing spaces where you can see our teams working with our collections of over 40 million objects and specimens. Looking out and up across Stanley Field Hall, windows around the ceiling give us a glimpse into the spaces behind the scenes where staff work every day to make new discoveries, keep our collections safe, and tell their stories.
3 million of those specimens belong to our botany collections, including 88 specimens collected between 1894 and 1909 by George Washington Carver himself. Many of these specimens can be explored digitally online.
But only about 25% of the museum's collections have been digitized thus far. And that's actually something anyone can help support. The field, alongside many other natural history museums, have turned to community to help transcribe the data from our physical collections.
This community participation is essential to the work we do and the subject of a recent paper published in the journal Trends in Ecology and Evolution, authored by a collaborative team including the museum's PR and science communications manager, Kate Golombeski, and our head of botanical collections, Matt von Conrad.
The paper makes a case for abandoning the term citizen science, which has long been used to describe these community contributions, due to increased attention to immigration issues and to racism against systematically marginalized populations across the globe.
Much like the Field Museum today, George Washington Carver brought his work outside of the laboratory and into the community. In 1906, Carver patented his Jessup wagon, a mobile classroom that allowed him to bring his bulletins, tools, seeds, and other resources directly to rural communities.
Carver's work wasn't just for his students, but for the economic sustainability of the everyday farmer. In a 1910 bulletin titled Nature Study and Gardening for Rural Schools, Carver endeavored to awaken in young people a love of nature and to provide an access point to the agricultural economy.
He said, "It is the only true method that leads up to a clear understanding of the fundamental principles which surround every branch of business in which we may engage. It also stimulates thought, investigation, and encourages originality."
Next, we're heading down the hall to Restoring Earth to explore what this kind of community empowerment looks like today.
Can we take a quick selfie with Maximo first?
Of course. Just make sure to tag @FieldMuseum when you post it to social media.
So lame.